Friends, we now go on to the next chapter, that is chapter number 9 of Import-Export Management Regulatory Functions. We are now going to look at the offences, that is the foreign trade offences. Normally, certain people may commit offences which are against the Customs Act and other laws for the time being in force. First and foremost is, let us look at the basic difference between offences and bona fide errors. After all, we are all human beings. We can make mistakes because the foreign trade transactions are so very complex in nature. Therefore, for the purpose of genuine mistakes, you would not be penalized. And penal provisions of the Customs Act would not be invoked in case of bona fide errors in the self-assessment work. No action would be initiated where willful intention to evade duty or non-compliance of a condition cannot be proved. These would be treated as genuine errors. Therefore, it is always advisable to avoid any deliberate omissions or commissions relating to prohibitions and restrictions on import-export of goods. Therefore, you must be aware of all the requirements under the Customs Act 1962 and other allied acts as far as your export-import procedures and formalities are concerned. Each and every regulation has got to be followed. Look at the punishment. An importer or exporter knowingly, if he is concerned in fraudulent evasion or attempted evasion of any prohibitions, face a penal action on account of wrong self-assessment made with the intention to either evade duty or avoid compliance of conditions of notifications or the foreign trade policy or under the Customs Act and other allied acts. In case of habitually non-compliant, importers and exporters are liable to imprisonment for maximum term of 3 years under Section 135 of the Customs Act. And in case of notified goods, that means those goods which have been notified as being in the process of being smuggled, imprisonment can be for a minimum period of 7 years also. Any person who is believed to be guilty of an offence and punishable in Section 135 may be arrested under Section 104. That means habitual offenders and those who can be termed as trying to commit smuggling, they can be arrested immediately and put into jail between 3 years and 7 years. Mind you, between 7 years jail is a non-bailable offence. As far as responsibilities are concerned, officers of customs have got various responsibilities under the Customs Act. And primarily, there are two basic responsibilities. One is prevention of smuggling and second is duty evasion. In order to fulfill these responsibilities effectively, they are empowered by general or special orders under the Customs Act. Importer, exporter, of course, has got to make various declarations at the time of custom clearance. And these declarations result in the duty of custom being paid prior to the clearance of the goods. They include documents like invoice, requirements like classification of the goods, applicable rate of duty, applicable exemption notification, etc. Of course, here there are two factors. One, there may be instances of errors or mistakes in any sphere which may have escaped the attention of the officers also. In such cases, if they are detected at the time of audit, then a pre-notice consultation letter is sent, communicated to the importer or exporter, specifying the grounds of short payment of duty along with the applicable interest, or if duty has been refunded wrongly. In such cases, when you get a consultancy notice, then the importer may pay the fine and duty and with interest as ascertained by the customs officer. Or if it has escaped the officer's attention at the beginning stages, also the importer, and subsequently the importer comes to know that I have committed a mistake. So in order to see that he avoids getting into the penal conditions, he of his own, before any notice comes to him, tries to ascertain the difference in duty and pay it with interest, or if partly paid, pay the balance with interest, and then inform the custom officer of this payment in writing. Once he discharges his obligation, then importer will not be penalized, he will not be punished. It will be treated as a human error simply. And no less charge notice for payment of duty or interest of any or any penalty will be sent by the customs. Less charge memo is issued to an importer or exporter if he fails to respond or to self-comply, as explained before. Here, the custom officer will issue a memo which is known as a less charge memo for recovery of the duty interest as per the notice. But as an importer and or exporter, you have to be given a certain time and a chance to give a suitable reply to the notice, wherein you can give additional details or documents justifying that you have correctly done your work, you have correctly calculated duty, you have correctly paid the duty before clearance. Once you have submitted such additional proof, then the officer has got to give you a hearing. He should allow you to be present before him and explain to him point by point, looking to the papers before him, how you have complied everything. Then, in spite of these factors, if it is further determined by the customs officer that the duty or interest demanded in notice is leviable and the amount has to be paid with interest, but if he is satisfied with your reply and he finds that yes, you have proved your point and the assessment is proper, duty payment has been done correctly, then he will drop the proceedings and withdraw the less charge memo. No penalty clause at all. When you go for any type of export-import work, or you are having any imported goods on your person and you are near a custom station or near a custom house, then you are liable to be searched. Any person, either landed or about to board a foreign going vessel or aircraft from an international port or airport, or if he is found in a customs area, or if he has secreted or hidden in his person gold, diamond, manufacturers of gold or diamonds or watches or any other goods notified as being smuggled goods and which are liable to be confiscated, or any document related to such a transaction, such a person is liable to be searched in presence of a gazetted officer, that is a senior officer of customs, along with two witnesses. However, for a female, only a female officer can search. And any such goods or documents found can be seized on the spot. If the customs officer believes that you have got some drugs or some other similar material which are prohibited material within your body, inside your body, he can always take you for x-ray. But before that, he has got to produce you before a magistrate. Magistrate will look at the documentary evidence which the customs officer shows, and if he's satisfied, he will order the person to be screened by or x-rayed by a radiologist. And upon confirmation of the report of the radiologist, the magistrate may direct that suitable action for bringing out the goods may be taken on the advice and supervision of a doctor, that is a registered medical practitioner. And such kind of person will be punished for at least 6 months or with fine or both, apart from other actions being taken under the Customs Act for prohibitions or smuggling purposes. Only for secreting in his body, this is the minimum, what you call, punishment. Evasion of duty or prohibitions. If Officer of Custom has reason to believe that any person within Indian waters or in India has committed an offense under the Customs Act, is knowingly, mind you, knowingly concerned in misdeclaration of value of any goods, or fraudulently evading or attempting to evade any duty which is chargeable on the goods, or acquires possession of or is concerned in carrying, removing, keeping, concealing, selling of any prohibited goods under the Customs Act or in the law for the time being in force, then, or he purchases goods or deals with goods which are liable for confiscations, or he attempts to export any goods which he knows are liable for confiscation, or fraudulently avails of or attempts to avail of drawback or any other export promotion scheme or exemption benefits in connection with the export of goods, then the custom officer may arrest the person and has got to inform him of the grounds of for such arrest. The arrested person has to be taken to a magistrate without any delay for the purpose of releasing such person on bail or otherwise. Yes, such offenses are bailable if within certain value limits. But he can be totally arrested also. Offense relating to prohibition or evasion of duty or attempted evasion of duty, if it is exceeding 50 lakh rupees, it is a cognizable offense. All other offenses are non-cognizable. And if the offense is related to any goods market price of which exceeds 1 crore rupees, or evasion or attempted to evade duty exceeds 50 lakh rupees, or if the amount of drawback or exemption from duty exceeds 50 lakh rupees, then such persons will be punishable with imprisonment for a term which may extend to 7 years and with fine. It can be both. Mind you, any term where there's a punishment of 7 years or above, there is no bail. You will not be released on bail also. But if the quantum of the mischief is less than these figures, then the quantum of punishment is less than 7 years, you can be released on bail, and then the case will go on. Customs officers have got the powers to search your premises or your conveyance if you are doing any work related to import-export within the customs area. If your premises is in an area adjoining the land frontier station like Raxaul border at Nepal or any coast of India port, international port or international airport, or any vehicle or animal in India which is within a 5 km range of land custom station, or any vessel, ship in India or within the Indian customs water has been or is being or is about to be used in the smuggling of any goods or in the carriage of goods which have been smuggled, he may at any time stop the vehicle, animal or vessel, and in the case of an aircraft, compel the aircraft to land immediately, and after landing or after stopping it, the group of officers will do rummaging and search any part of the aircraft, vehicle or vessel, examine and search any goods in the aircraft or vehicle or vessel or animal, even break open the lot to any dock or any package, even though sealed packages are there for import or export. If they believe that there is smuggled goods over there, they can break open the package and search. They can also summon certain persons for giving evidence. Gazetted officer or a senior customs officer, he has got powers to summon persons under section 108, and section 108 is a very serious section. If you are called by the customs officer to give evidence or produce any document or any item in any inquiry which is being conducted by them, such person has got to be present before the customs officer personally or by an authorized agent, and he has got to be bound to state the truth. Even if your authorized agent states the truth, it can be used against you because you have received a summons under section 108. All statements made and produced or documents and other things as may be required, and such statements are part of evidence under the Evidence Act. It can be used against you or any other person which is named in those documents in any court of law as evidence. When we look at the punishments, then definitely there are certain conditions of what are to be named as improperly imported goods or improperly exporting of goods. There's a whole list of conditions and types. Let us first look at the improperly imported goods. What are the types? What are the conditions? And such goods are liable for confiscation. Any goods imported by sea or air which are unloaded at any place other than a customs port or airport. All goods have got to be unloaded at a customs port or airport only. If they are unloaded at any other place, they would be confiscated. Any prohibited goods which are imported or are brought within the Indian customs water, even if they are meant for other countries, but they are coming in the same vessel and the vessel has entered the Indian customs water, they are improperly imported goods. Dutiable or prohibited goods found concealed in any manner, whether in the vessel, in the aircraft, or within import or export packages. Any dutiable or prohibited goods required to be mentioned in an arrival manifest or import general manifest and are not mentioned, or they are found to be in excess, those goods are also improperly imported goods. Any dutiable or prohibited goods imported by land for which the order permitting clearance of the goods required is not properly produced. That means once you come out of a land custom station, if you are having prohibited goods, if you are having dutiable goods, you should have the requisite bill of entry for those goods. If you do not have a proper document, they are liable to be confiscated. Any dutiable or prohibited goods which do not correspond to value or any of the particular with the entry made under this Act. That means the documents that you present before the customs officer when the goods are checked physically, the value should be seen to be correct for that particular type of products. Otherwise, if the value is not correct, then improperly imported. Any goods transited under transshipment without declaration of transshipment permit. If the goods are meant to go from one custom station to another or from a seaport to the border of another country like Nepal border from Calcutta port, then it has got to go under transship permit. If not, then liable to confiscation. Any goods which have been exempted from duty but having subjective conditions and on which condition is not observed, then any goods of which import condition is not observed, or any notified goods in which any provision or rule made have been contravened, all such goods are improperly imported and liable to confiscation. Improperly exported or attempted to be exported